Would you open your Bibles to the book of Acts? Yes, ma'am. Chapter 20. Book of Acts, chapter 20. Everybody stand, please. We're going to look at verse 32. Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Then they tell you what accomplishment should be made from that, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Reading from the Passion Bible, in that same opening, and so now I entrust you into God's hands and the message of his grace, which is all that you need to become strong. Yes. All of God's blessings are imparted through the message of his grace. Yes. You see that? Which he provides as a spiritual inheritance given to all of his holy ones. This morning, I'm led and impressed by the Holy Spirit to honor the Father of all grace.
Yes, that's good.
Honor the Father of all grace. Now, we have to understand grace means ownership. Uh-huh. And I went a little deeper, grace even means partnership. Grace means a fellowship that cannot be disturbed by no one. Yeah. The door is open.
Yes.
What I said?
The door is open.
The door is open and nobody can keep us from going in it. So we honor the Father of all grace this morning. There are some things that hand a message of his grace. The message is said twice in that translation, the message of his grace. We're going to study some things about grace this morning. You may be seated. We're going to start in 1 Peter 5:10. 1 Peter 5:10. I want you to look at that scripture. And I want you to write in your notes, he is the God of all grace. He's the God of all favor. He's the God of all blessing. And by training me in his grace, I know how to flow with him. So one of the things we want to know is that grace is personal. It's a personal thing. What Satan tried to do is keep us from it. But the Lord is bringing us back in this apostolic age to be able to stand against all cultures and everything that try to come that is proclaimed to be spiritual and non-spiritual at the same time. There's nothing in the world that can stand up to grace. Grace is powerful. It means ownership. It means partnership. It means fellowship. It is powerful. Grace means the cross. The production of grace was the cross. The barrier. But let's back. The birth of Jesus was a production of grace. He born supernaturally. He lived supernaturally. He died supernaturally. Then by going to the grave, he rose supernaturally. He ascended. So here what we have early this morning. We have grace holding hand with supernatural.
Yes.
I want you to see, because he kept talking, see, grace actually holds hand with the supernatural at all times. You good? You jotting that down? See, grace keep its hand into the supernatural hands of God, supernatural hands of Jesus, the supernatural hands of the Holy Spirit, functioning in you. Not only death, burial, and resurrection, but grace, within grace is the ascension. When Jesus went back to glory, I want you to catch this as an introduction. Then grace also is the seat that Jesus sitting in at the right hand of the Father now. Oh, y'all ain't given enough? No, because that can't move. The Holy Spirit can't flow with that. Grace, Jesus is sitting in a grace seat next to the Father with your name on his lips. When you pray, when you praise, when you're operating in the Spirit, Jesus sitting there in that grace seat, right next to the Father on your behalf. Is that something?
Yes, sir.
It was grace that sent the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Holy Spirit just couldn't come. You had to have a vehicle to come in.
Right.
He came in the grace of God.
Yes.
Ooh, I wish y'all was here.
Yes.
He sent grace. He sent the Holy Spirit through grace. And when all of this finished, he's coming to get us.
Yes.
In a grace vehicle.
Yeah.
A vehicle that can't be stopped.
Yes, sir.
A supernatural vehicle called grace.
Right.
A supernatural vehicle called grace. A supernatural vehicle called grace.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say, you can travel in that vehicle down here right now. Grace calls you to have supernatural travel that satanic powers can't stop.
Hallelujah.
It is a divine partnership. It's a divine ownership. And here we have to substantiate the dynamics of grace. I want you to put in your note, if I didn't say it yet, I don't say it now, it's personal. He is the God of all grace. Yeah, in 1 Peter 5:10, but the God, see it?
Yes,
of all grace, who have called us into the eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, after that you have suffered a while, all suffering is for a while.
Right.
What happened after the suffering, if a person understands the Father of grace and understand the grace that is on their life, what happened after suffering a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So if you're going through something this morning, just remember grace, you're traveling through grace, and that what the enemy thought for evil, now because you are faithful and you trust him, he gonna sell it. You're going to come out more complete. Look at it. Make you perfect, established, strengthen you. Look at those four things. Perfect, complete, established, strengthen, and sell you. I said he is the God of all grace. He'll never let you down. How many of y'all believe that? Y'all better testify, because the Lord watching y'all. Y'all sitting up here and I'm talking and saying some good things about God, and y'all ain't saying nothing. Then you want to tell me, Lord, help me, have mercy. You the good God. I love you with all my heart. Why when my man was preaching, you ain't saying nothing? Y'all better speak up in here. So it's personal. Your grace life is a personal life. It belongs to you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Then we go to Hebrews 4:16. We're talking about honoring the Father of all grace. His throne is a throne of what?
Grace.
Yeah, turn to it and look at it. Hebrews 4:16. His throne is a throne of grace. Of all the things he could have made his throne out of, he made his throne a throne of grace. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Throne of grace. See, let us therefore come boldly. Why you took it off the board? Hebrews 4:16. Trying to reset it? Oh, it's right here too, yeah. Let us therefore come boldly into the what?
Grace.
That we may obtain what?
Grace.
And find what?
Grace.
To help in time of need. Now, by you knowing the definition of grace, what grace mean? Grace mean ownership. Grace means I walk around every day with the favor of God on me. But you got to know that. Yeah, not the situation, not where you are. You got to know that I have the favor of God on me everywhere I go. No matter how it look, I still got it.
Yes, sir.
And it will overrule.
Yes, sir.
Now, another look at this, that the bill, the fact that God is the Father of grace, and we honor him, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace. Look in Hebrews 10:29. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace.
Right.
Then Hebrews 10:29. Work with me a minute. And I put a footnote, how to live, knowing how to live in grace sonship. Here. Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace. And so there's a divine partnership that we have with the Holy Spirit wrapped in grace. There's a divine partnership that we have with the Holy Spirit marked by grace. It's on you.
Yes.
The favor on you.
Yes, sir.
It's supernatural.
Yes, sir.
It cannot. The enemy cannot handle grace. So whatever you're dealing with, call it stupid. Because it can't handle, you're stupid for putting your hand on me. Because me and grace are about to whoop your tail. You have to know that. You have to know you got the power.
Yes, sir.
Now, from the old school, I had an old Baptist minister who taught me real good. And I had an old prophet who taught me real good. And so I know how to heal and let the Holy Spirit walk in a service. Somebody will get the answer today.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, the way he told me to say it to you is the cracking is over.
Yeah.
God don't talk in normal language, man. Sometimes you don't know what he said. He said, tell them the cracking
right.
is over. About to sell it.
Yes.
About to sell it. I'm about to shut it down. Will you let me?
Yes.
It's been with you so long.
Yes.
You think it's a part of your family, but I'm about to shut it down.
Come on.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Holy Spirit is called a spirit of grace. How much so upon him, Mr. Boy, you shall be through word who have trodden under the foot of the Son of God and have come the blood of covenant. That's right one, right? Wherewith he was what?
Sanctified
an unholy thing and have done despite unto the spirit of grace. The spirit, everybody say the spirit of grace.
The spirit of grace
is walking with me, on daily basis. And you're going to have to apply your faith. Anything from God, you got to apply your faith. You understand what I'm saying? Not your feeling, not your emotion, but you have to apply your faith. You have to know these things about grace. Our message, turn to Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Our message is called the gospel of the grace of God.
Yes.
And then you're going to look up at another scripture, the word of his grace. You didn't realize how much grace was in there. But here we talk about the gospel of the grace of God then in Acts 20, 24. And I'm not looking at my Bible because there's so many scriptures I have to give this morning. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I receive of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. It's the gospel. The grace of God is the gospel. Your ownership, your favor, your partnership with God, that's the gospel. Let's bring it a little closer. You are a grace vehicle. Grace travel in the earth's rim through me. Say it. The enemy job is to try to make you unimportant. Because you have testified you believe in Jesus Christ. He's a lie. He's the one that is unimportant. You are important to God because you are a grace vehicle for God. God can spread his grace through you, to you, through you, for you. So your life is designed to be blessed. Tell somebody I'm designed to be blessed. By grace.
Hallelujah.
Did you look at, we look at one, we look at Acts. The gospel of grace. Did you look at the 32nd verse of Acts 20. Look at the 32nd verse of Acts 20. And now, brother, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Now, here, my brother, where we've been thrown at. Because we're not perfect, the world and the enemy have told us we're not sanctified. Because we made a mistake last week or last month. So the enemy comes and says, see, you're not, No, I tell them, no, because of Jesus I am. See, the law and grace are two different pages. We try to live by the law. We try to do everything just right. You're not going to get there unless you get rid of your body and your mind. Your mind and your body are always going to come up with something else. You got to deal with them. Who in you don't have to deal with their body? Who in you don't have to deal with their mind? Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir. So we are in the Father of grace, of all grace. Look at John 1:14. Jesus was full of grace.
Yes, sir.
It is from his fullness that we receive one grace after another.
Yeah.
One grace after another. I need some grace today.
Yes.
I need some grace tonight.
Yes.
I need some grace tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I need some grace next week.
Yes.
I need some grace next month.
Yes.
But thank God it's there waiting on me.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for his grace. That's right, daughter. Jesus was full of grace, and it is from his fullness that we receive one grace after another. Look at John 1:14 there. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, my God. Oh, if a man or a woman under the sound of my voice yield to stay full of grace and truth, how your life going to be blessed? Thank God. He made it possible that we can have grace and truth in us at the same time.
Yes, that grace and truth.
You notice I'm not dealing with your feeling now. That's why you got hurt. Your feeling. You get hurt through your feeling.
Yes.
But you can't get hurt through grace and truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Young girl, I want you to back me up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, I see you. You back me up. So you have verse 14 and 16.
Yes.
16 also. John. And of his fullness have we all received. Look at this. That sounds like dancing to me. And grace for grace. If you realize that you can go from grace to grace, you can go from favor to favor, you can go from ownership to ownership, you can go from partnership to partnership, because you're designed by God to operate in his place down here. So you put that thing called grace on you. Thank God for his grace.
Thank God for his grace.
You live such a guilty life when you don't understand you're under grace. You're guilty, you're trying to, your potential, your desire is to do everything right. But then your wife says something, you answer her wrong. You've been praying an hour, 15 minutes, and still messed up. I'm just trying to find out who in you don't need no grace. including the apostle. You need grace. Thank God for his grace. Then Satan take that and use it against you. You ain't no man of God. You ain't no woman of God. Just say, shut up, I'm forgiven. I got blood on me. Say,
shut up.
I'm forgiven.
I
got blood on me.
Blood.
Some of y'all stupid enough not to say what I told you to say. Set you like I didn't say nothing, and God trying to set you free. You know you're not perfect. You should have been the first one saying it. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
full of grace.
Grace
to grace. The grace of God, and if it's so about Jesus, we need it, right?
Yes.
Whatever Jesus needed, we need it too, right?
Yes, sir.
The grace of God was upon Jesus, and gracious words, because of the grace of God being upon him, gracious words proceeded out of his mouth. So you're going to talk with more grace from now on.
Yes, sir.
And little snap up answers you got. Shut your mouth. That's not you. You got the grace of God in you. Look in Luke 2:40.
That's right.
Yep. Say, the grace of God is upon me.
The grace of God is upon me.
Therefore,
I'm able
to live
a grace
lifestyle. Luke 2:40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him.
Yes, sir.
See, the grace of God is upon me.
The grace of God is upon me.
Look at the 22nd verse of that same old man, Luke 2. Look at Luke 4:22. 4:22. And I bear him witness and wonder that the gracious word which proceeded out of his mouth. And they say, is not this Joseph's son? Grace upon him. Now, I'm about to get to some places where you're going to have to be for our clothes. Some places I'm going to place you. I'm going to place you in places of grace that you need to be in, or you need to understand that you can be in. I'm working up to it. It was grace, turn to Hebrews 2:9. It was grace that Jesus tasted of death for every man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus tasted of death for every man, every woman. But it was grace, Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. What? Crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God, that's the cross.
Uh-huh.
He went through all that by grace. They whipped him and spit on him and jug a spear in his side, and blood started flowing out, nailed him to the cross. But because of grace, he was able to handle it.
Yeah.
So whatever you're going through right now, whatever trying to mess with you right now, know this. Looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was before him endured the cross, despising the shame, endured the cross, despising the shame, endured the cross. It's only temporary. Endured the cross, despising the shame. But now, seated at the right hand of the Father. So whatever you're going through, know there's a day that you're going to be out. Right here, right now. Online, right here, right now. Whatever you're going through, know there's a day coming that you're going to be out. Matter of fact, the day has come. It's right now. Release your faith. Release your joy. I'm out. Release your peace. Release your dance. Release your shout. Release your praise. Release your glory. Not everything going to be all right. Everything is all right. Right here, right now. Because of what Jesus did. Not because of what Leroy did. Because of what Jesus did. Right here, right now. I'm a free man. I'm a free woman. Right now. I give God the praise. Tell you death for every man. For death, death and hell, about the furthest two places you can go. And he tears death, and he tears hell for us. So I'm free of death, and I'm free of hell. Hallelujah.
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 Okay, somebody. Tell them I'm a free woman. I'm a free man. Tell them. Free woman. Now, I want you to sit down and write these notes. I want you to put this on the inside of you. Here are some things that I want for this ministry. Number one, I want you to continue in grace. Turn to Acts 13:43. You continue. Always keep grace with you. Now when the congregation, Acts 13:43, these are some implementation that you have to do in order to honor the Father of grace. You got to continue in grace. This is God Father's Day.
Yes, sir.
We want to honor the Father by never feeling that you're a loser.
Yes, sir.
And don't spend much time with your abuser. Don't try to fix it up. Just go on with your life. Keep walking in grace. Keep talking with grace. Keep praising him with grace. This is an assignment for you to continue in grace. Acts 13:43. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews, religious proselytes, followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them, persuade them to continue in the grace of God. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, continue in the grace of God. No matter what come up, you continue. You listen to me?
Yes, sir.
In the grace of God.
Yes,
you must continue in your favor. You must continue in your ownership. If it looked like it not coming, it got to come because you own it.
Yes, sir.
You own the blood of Jesus. Oh, my. I say you own the blood of Jesus.
Wow. Yes, sir.
The cross belongs to you. The resurrection belongs to you. The throne of grace. Let the devil come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find what? Mercy and grace to help in the time of need. So we're honoring the Father of all fathers.
Yes, sir.
We're honoring the Father of grace this morning. He has done so much for us. He is doing so much for us right now. He's a good God, isn't he? Yeah, in spite of all my shortcomings, all my weakness, he's a good God. He still loves me. When I mess up, I make a misstep. He still loves me, huh? He's still there, got his arm open, said, come on, son. Come on, I still love you. Aren't you glad about that? God loved me beyond my shortcoming. Beyond my weakness. God still loved me. Call that grace. You got that?
Yes, sir.
What you got to do in grace?
Continue
in grace. Right? We'll get the next one. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. Abound in grace. Uh-huh. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, and knowledge. Come on now, look at this thing. In all diligence and in your love to us. See that you abound in this grace also. Don't leave grace out. That's what Satan wanted. Satan wanted us to leave grace out and wanted us to abide in the law. But grace took the place of the law. Grace said, you don't have to try to get it. I already got it. Get with me, and you and I are going to live in it. And no power can stop us. So everything you see in the Bible that belongs to you, you can have it. The only reason a lot of Christians don't have things is they're good people, but they're trying to get it through the law. Don't try to get it. Take it. Because it's already done. So you see that by abounding grace, right? Then look at 2 Timothy 2:1. We're told to be strong in grace. To be strong in grace. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in grace. Underline that. Look at that. Be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus. We're called to be strong, not only to abound in grace, not only to continue in grace, but to be strong in grace. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:1, it's right there. Then Peter tell us, grow in grace. Talk to me there. Grow in grace. Grow in grace. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace. But grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. So now we're told to grow in grace.
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to shout after a while.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to close, you know, but I feel like shouting.
Yes, sir.
I got all this grace upon me. Tell somebody next to you, I got all this grace upon me. I wish somebody would help me up in here. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Forget about your problem. They're not yours, no way. Put grace on them. Put grace on your marriage. Put grace on your children. Look at three people and tell them, I'm wrapped in grace. Look at Acts 4:33. Great grace. And with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Great power and great grace. I went to church this morning and heard great power and great grace is upon my life. Great power and great grace is upon my life. Hallelujah. Great power and great grace is upon my life. Hallelujah. My man of God didn't preach about I'm going to hell because I cussed last night. No, he told me there's a grace that I repent and get right with God. We talk about great grace, right?
Yes, sir.
Did we talk about the abundance of grace?
No.
Look in Romans 5:17. I'm going to close in a minute. Romans 5:17. Why do the Bible talk about this word grace so much? For if by one man offense, death ran by one, much more they was received abundance of grace of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Abundant of grace. I got abundant of grace on me.
I'm living in grace abundant.
You wake up and start saying that in the morning. What? I'm living in abundant grace.
I'm living in abundant grace.
Hallelujah. Then it goes on further. When you talk about the Father of all grace, the exceeding grace of God. The exceeding grace of God. Notice that. 2 Corinthians 9:14. I'm going to give you a scripture so you can meditate over it. I got a few more minutes I'm going to preach. The exceeding grace of God. But did you know that the Bible talks about grace in all those different facets?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What he's doing this morning, he's wrapping us in grace.
Right.
He talks about it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Some aspect of grace.
Yes.
There. And by that prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you. Exceeding. What does exceeding mean? I got exceeding grace.
Yes.
Although going beyond, right. I got exceeding grace. I can pass everything up. Right now, I can go farther.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Holy Ghost. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Somebody in your body go farther.
Yeah.
This just rhymes, so I'm just going to say it. Somebody in your body go farther, and I'm not talking about your mother. Somebody's life is about to be extended. Somebody's type of living is about to be expanded. Somebody's lifestyle is about to be exalted. There's an exalting grace anointing on this house this morning. Something about to happen to you that never happened before. And you can't explain it. Good.
Good.
Something good.
Something
good.
Yes. You about to take a flight in this life of grace. I done said enough for you to be in a grace jet this morning. Flying over all them little things that used to hinder you. All you got to do is go back over your note.
Yes.
It's on you. Grace on you. Grace on me. Say grace on me.
Grace
in me.
Grace
on me.
Jesus paid for it all.
See, now it's not by feeling. It's by faith. What God's word says, great grace, abundant grace. He talked about the exceeding grace of God in 2 Corinthians 9:14. Did I get that?
Yes.
All right, the glory of his grace. You got that?
Yes.
No, you didn't get that. 1:6. I'm trying to close. The glory of his grace. Ephesians 1:6. Then we go into the riches of his grace. Then maybe you didn't understand the riches. Go to the exceeding riches of his grace. Yeah, and the glory of his grace, Ephesians 1:6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, when he made us accepted in the beloved. You go to the riches of his grace, look at Ephesians 1:7 quickly. Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption through the blood, forgiveness of sin according to the Then he goes on to talk about the exceeding riches of his grace, Ephesians 2 and 7. You see it? That in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I receive it, Lord. Let it flow. Now I'm going to prophesy here that you're going to see some changes in your life, but you're going to be looking for it. And you're going to know it is the grace train passing through your life. Because you were here this morning.
Yes, sir.
I want you to have, see, one of the problems is you come and hear a message like this, but you have to leave with expectation.
Yes. Right.
And you have to leave looking for it.
Yes.
In a higher realm than your job.
Yes, sir.
So experience calls for expectation.
Yes.
Come on, let me talk to you a few minutes now. Let me talk to you on the other side of manifestation. Let me say that again. Wait a minute. Let me talk with you. Let me talk to you on the other side. I've been on both sides, you know.
Yes, sir.
The side coming up to manifestation, but I'm a living witness that you can get to the other side.
Yes, sir.
So the Spirit of God is saying, you here this morning, you're online, you're here for a reason. How many is online? 1,708. You're here for a reason. So I want you to expect grace to do something special in your life because you was here. Matter of fact, I prophesied a strong grace on your life to produce that what you've been desiring for a long time and to take you to the other side. It's ours to say. The word worked. If you work the word worked. Been proven. Been around a lot of people prove it, but I prove it myself. The word worked. Thank God for his word.
Thank God for his word.
Yeah, come on, son. Thank God for his word.
Thank God for his word.
Yes, sir, I receive. Yes, sir. It's $500. Let me get three or four more, then I'll close. Turn to Ephesians 3:2. Let's see what we see there. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2. And then look at this. If you have heard of the dispensation.
Yes.
Somebody look up dispensation. Find out.
How to manage, you say, huh?
House management. Yes. All right, somebody else look it up too. It got some more stuff in there. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you what? The dispensation. I want houseman. I need a disposition. See what the Passion Translation says.
Stewardship.
Huh?
Stewardship.
All right, it's the same, two to the same thing. What the Passion Translation say at that voice? going mighty slow. Somebody got it yet? Was it on? They got it? Said you were here to God, that God had entrusted to me to share with you. That's not clear enough to me. What? What?
Areas in which God interacts with humanity in different ways.
Is God to act and he managed in different ways?
As we give a series of different dispensations of periods in which God interacts with humanity in different ways.
Well, where are you? what's the definition of what it is?
Definition.
Say the first part.
Okay. Theological system primarily found within evangelical Christians that interprets the Bible as revealing a series of distinct dispensations or periods in which God interacts with humanity in different ways.
Gotcha. Is God managing in different ways? In dispensation, that's what the word means. All right? So the dispensation of the grace of God is we must, at our close, we must permit God to manage our life by grace.
That's good.
So I'm living a grace managed life.
Yes.
Write that down. So I'm living a grace-managed life. In other words, my life can do what never been done. Because of grace.
Yes, sir.
It's supernatural.
Uh-huh.
It's miracle. It's sign. It's wonder. I'm leaving here this morning not living a normal life. The gift of the grace of God is a gift. Ephesians 3:7. Quickly, come on, I got to dump it on you. I can't take it on with me. The gift of the grace of God. Ephesians 3:7. Wherefore I've made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God. It's a gift. Given unto me by the effectual working of his power. So there's power in grace. Grace sounds like a weak word. But grace is the most powerful word in the Bible. I was praying and meditating, and the Holy Spirit told me grace and God are synonymous. When you have grace, you have all of God. When you have God, you have all of grace. Isn't that something?
Yes.
So, God gave us himself in one word. God gave us all he can do in one word. God gave us all he can be in one word so that we can be like him. Because when you're operating in grace, you're operating in God.
Yeah.
My disgrace days are over. Then he talks about the grace of life. Then 1 Peter 3:7. Look in 1 Peter 4:10 again. I'm trying to close. The manifold grace of God. Not just grace, but manifold. In other words, I ain't got one pipe coming out. I got 17 pipes coming out. Full of grace. The manifold grace. 1 Peter 4:10. And every man had received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards, of the manifold grace of God.
Yeah.
I want y'all to manage grace right.
Yeah.
Don't let Satan manage you. He don't want you to know about grace. I remember God telling Abraham. He had told Abraham he would have a baby. Was Abraham supposed to have that baby at old age? Huh?
Yep.
And his wife was old too?
Yep.
Uh-huh. God explained to him in Romans chapter 4, told him, now, this is not going to be a normal baby. It's going to be a grace baby. And there are some things, let me close with this. There are some things you've been trying to get by the law. And they ain't coming. But I want you to shift this morning by grace. In other words, God make a whole brand new setup just for you. I've seen it over and over again. They say, but this is the way it works. But some way, somehow, it ain't working on you. In other words, there's some way you done got around this thing, and we're going to have to do it for you. But the normal pattern is this pattern. But where you come from, you're not in a normal pattern, because I found out I could do it for you. Ooh, I feel a strong anointing. I feel a strong anointing now. See, I'm a close right here. See, that's what you got to understand, that God has changed the whole plan. Watch what I'm saying now. God has changed the whole plan. Watch what I'm saying now. Just for your moment. Come on now, y'all here? Online, you hear me? See, it's the normal pattern. This is the way it's supposed to go. But because something different about you look like you're wearing something, and it demanded me, I got to do it for you. F-A-V-O-R. May you leave here wearing favor. May your words carry favor. May your thoughts carry favor. Favor, favor, favor. Favor is my flavor.
Yes.
I smell like favor. I walk like favor. I talk like favor. Because the grace of God is on me. Come on, y'all better receive you now. Favor everywhere I go.
Favor
in the morning.
Favor
at noontime.
Favor
late at night. But I got favor on me. While I'm sleeping, favor got his arm wrapped around me. Somebody want to do something else for me. I don't know why I'm doing it, but I got to do it. Come on, son. Favor.
Favor.
I receive some. I receive, man. That's $500 now. Tell three people you got favor on you. Tell three more people. I got apostolic favor on me. Rejoice. Hallelujah. I got a word from somebody. You won't be left out. That's what I heard. You will not be left out. Y'all better shout. It goes a little further. It says you will not be left out this time. I hear a statement like this. You're too blessed to fail. Too blessed to fail. My goodness. Hallelujah.